Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
The Apostle Peter's first letter was addressed to strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Peter called these people the elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1, 1 and 2. The places mentioned in verse 1 were Roman provinces and were inhabited primarily by Gentiles. The term strangers or sojourners or pilgrims probably referred to the fact that the recipients of Peter's first letter were Christians who were scattered throughout the regions mentioned. Christians are always considered to be people who are sojourning. This world is not our home. Peter's second letter must have been written to the same people, as seems evident from this statement. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. 2 Peter 3, 1. The second letter expresses Peter's grave concern that the false teachers who had arisen among the early Christians might draw them away from their faith in Christ. Peter warned, while they, that is the false teachers, promised their followers liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought into bondage. 2 Peter 2, 19. Please notice also that both of Peter's letters were designed to stir up the pure minds of those who received the letters. Peter's second letter was written to them who have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1, 1. Some questions on this verse need to be asked and answered. How does one obtain the like precious faith? What does the righteousness of God mean? Is Peter speaking of God's character? Can we know we have the same faith the apostles and other early Christians enjoyed? I shall answer these questions in the order listed. We can obtain the like precious faith when we have complied with the Lord's plan for saving men. If we want to understand what is involved in the plan of salvation, we can simply turn to the book of conversions and emulate the people on Pentecost or in Samaria or in Corinth. Paul went to the city of Corinth and preached that Jesus was Christ. And many of the Corinthians hearing, believed and were baptized. Acts 18, 5 and 8. When the Corinthians had obeyed their Lord in baptism, were they then possessors of the precious faith which Paul and Peter experienced? My friends, you know they were. When Peter and Paul wrote of the righteousness of God, what did they have in mind? They were not speaking of the truth that God is righteous, although that ought to be so obvious no one would question it. They were telling men how to become righteous in the sight of God. God has a plan for making men righteous. If you have ever had any doubt about that plan, please listen carefully. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein, that is in the gospel, is revealed the righteousness of God from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Romans 1, 16 and 17. Can we know that we have the same faith the apostles had? Either we can know, or God has left us in a serious predicament. But we can know. I know whom I have believed, Paul said. 2 Timothy 1, 12. My friends, we thank you for listening.